You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome, folks. We are here with a special edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider. Two commitments in one day. But this is one that we kind of teased you about earlier. We let you know that there was a guy, a player, a prospect who had been under the radar, but every time we talked to someone about some 7-on-7, about a camp at Michigan, they would mention his name, JoJo Edmond. Now, we know the name. Now, you know the name. He has committed to the University of Michigan. Fresh off that news, he joins us here on the Recruiting Insider. So, first of all, JoJo, congratulations, man, on your commitment to Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. So, let's get into how you came to this decision, man, because obviously you were already committed to Purdue, but it seemed like Michigan came with the offer this morning and you didn't take too long to decide what you were going to do.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely didn't.
So what made you say Michigan is the place?
Just going back to the school at the barbecue, meeting with the academic coach and everything. I just felt like this would be a better chance for me as far as grades wise, not even on the sports, but I just feel like that was one of the big reasons why I made the decision I made. And then with my talent being the way it is, I feel like I can go in there and compete with some of the top guys at one of the highest caliber colleges there is.
So, guys I know, whether it's obviously my man Levi Bradley, who is my brother, who has put me on so much talent over the years. I mean, he was the first one to tell me about Jameson Williams, for instance. I mean, so many guys he pointed to and he said, man, Sam, you got to watch out for JoJo Edmond. He is a dude. People sleeping on him, but he's that guy. So you tell me in your own words, JoJo, why do you think it was people were kind of sleeping on you? And now they're waking up, of course, but why do you think they have been sleeping on you all this time?
I feel like they've been sleeping on me because the way the rankings is, I'm not a high-ranked player in the States as far as the stars and where I'm ranked at. And just the I just wasn't popping at the time. But now that my name's out and now that I got big things going for myself, now everybody want to jump on the train.
So take me back to the Michigan camp, because, you know, players know, like, you can go to a camp and, you know, you compete and then you see people watching you, but you know when you're balling out.
Yeah,
so when you went to Michigan's camp, did you know that you were doing well?
For sure. Definitely knew I was doing well. Did not one person catch a ball on me at the camp. So I definitely knew I was doing good.
All right, so let's bring Mom into this, because this is your baby, right?
Yeah.
You see him working. You see him grinding. And for a minute there, I mean, it's probably really easy to kind of wonder if the attention is ever going to come around. How did you keep him uplifted? How did you keep him motivated at the time when people wasn't watching, but he kept working?
So it started when JoJo was younger. He's been slept on, like you said, for a very long time. It started with Little League. He's been slept on the whole time. And I just always tell him, you know, be patient, because what God has for you is for you and can't no man stop it. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. And I just told him, you know, just keep working hard and, you know, your time will come.
So when you saw him at the camp, did you know he was doing well too? Like, take me through how you saw it through your eyes.
Well, I definitely knew he was balling out. I don't think I'm biased, but at the camp, yeah, he definitely balled out. Wasn't nobody able to do anything on him.
So what did the coaches kind of say to you at the time, JoJo? I mean, obviously, it was a little under the radar. I don't think people even really knew, at least outside of the camp. I don't think they really even knew you were there. So what did the coaches say to you at that time?
The coaches kept it straightforward with me. Like, Coach Klink, after the camp, he said he'd keep everything on a down low for me, just so I wouldn't have to deal with all the pressure and stuff. So he kept it behind closed doors, and that was a lot. I showed a lot of respect for that. Like that was a big part in that, not putting that out there, not putting me in situations where I'll be overwhelmed with a decision I'll have to make. So, yeah, just being around that, I felt like that was something good.
So what's the vibe like with Coach Klink, man? Give me your connection with him, the vibe with him.
Coach Klink, he's a cool dude. With Coach Klink, he's the type to show love with you off the field, but when we're on the field, it's straight business, strictly business. No time for play, no time for laughing around, no time for joking. It's we're here for business. We're trying to win games, trying to win state titles. So that's okay. That's national title. So that's one of the big reasons.
So Mom, I mean, this is now you trusting, him with your baby. So, when did that trust establish? Like, what did you think of Coach Klink? What's the vibe like for you with him?
I liked Klink. I felt like he kept everything upfront and honest. And, he pretty much just, like JoJo said, he, gave us time to lay things out and get everything organized and let JoJo make a sound decision. He wasn't rushed. They didn't push us to make a decision or anything like that. So I respected him for that.
Okay. All right. So your game, JoJo, man, obviously we have been looking at you as a receiver for a long time, but you went to these camps and it's like, I could do that too, right? It was like you could get it done on that side of the ball as well. So when did it kind of switch in your mind that, hey, I'm going to go to college and play defense? When did you start thinking that way?
Honestly, my thing was I never had my mindset on going to college playing defense. I actually started playing defense, I would say, like, the fifth game of my sophomore year. And ever since then, all coaches have told me that at the next level, that's where I'll be getting looked at. So I kind of took that in consideration, looked into it more, and finally made a hard decision, dropping receiver, going over to the defensive side. So that was a good decision I made. So
I mean, I watch your tape. You option quarterback. I mean, you running, you're throwing on. You can play receiver, obviously, and then a DB. As you talk to these coaches through the recruiting process, and of course, Michigan coaches as well, is there a player that they compare you to that they say, "Hey, man, you remind me of him"?
I have a couple schools that have said something to me like that.
So who did they compare you to?
Purdue compared me to David Bell. Then I'll say Michigan compared me to one of their top corners. As you know, he was a All-American freshman. So
Will Johnson.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So that was big. Being put in that caliber with Will Johnson, that's crazy. So I look at that as something big. Like, I'm held to a higher standard than most people. So
one of the things about Will is he's a bigger corner. He's a longer corner. So why don't you update us on your size, your measurables, your height, your weight, and your 40 time at this point?
As you can see right now, I am very long. I have a 7-foot wingspan. I'm 6'1", 185. So that's just something about me. I'm big, long arms, so that's some to my advantage. You really don't see that at the DB position. Mostly see that at the receiver position, but you can't find somebody like me that'd be able to go from one end of the ball to the other end of the ball and do his thing at either position.
So I know the first time I heard about you, you were playing against King and Dante Moore.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I picked Dante Moore off like four or five times.
It was four or five times a game.
But I wouldn't say that because they was on some of them was 2-point conversions and stuff.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So I heard it was 3 picks. You say it was 4 or 5?
Yeah. Including the interceptions with the 2-point conversions that they didn't count.
All right. So I like to always kind of get the feedback on the reaction. So when you told who is it you told? You told Coach Klink, like what Michigan coaches were on the line when you told him you were coming?
Coach Klink.
So what was his reaction when you said, You know what, Klink, I'm coming to Michigan?
Hey, he was mad excited. They was all happy. Then I had Coach Jesse Minter call me. So yeah, the whole staff was happy. I ain't gonna lie. They were all genuinely happy and excited for me.
Okay, so man, this is obviously a big weight off your shoulders as you get ready to head into the season. So give me the outlook on the year. I mean, what do things look like on the football field for JoJo? What do things look like on the field for your team collectively?
As a team, you know, we had someone who was obviously transferring to IMG, one of the top receivers in the nation, in the class of 2024. That didn't go as planned, so he'll be back after school with me, my boy Nitro. So that's just something that's big for our team, knowing that they went 11-1 last year with most of the team coming back, including me being a big piece that's going to be a part of the team. Plus, we got other guys on our team, like the quarterback, Owen Rader. We got our tight end, Kanye Tucker, Keegan Stats, Trey Woods. We got a lot of pieces to our team. And for me, my goal is to have at least 2,000 rushing yards on the ground in the season with at least 9 or 8 picks. So that's just one of my big goals for me.
All right. So I want to take this opportunity to have you shout out to people to help you get to this point, man. I mean, your mom sitting next to you, your family that's been holding you down this whole time.
Definitely.
You know, I wonder what you were thinking like a year ago. A year ago at this time, did you think Michigan would be an option? Now they are, and you had a whole bunch of people help you get to this point.
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, I would like to thank my mother. She's always been there for me through thick and thin, no matter what. When I was down at my lowest, when I didn't want to play sports no more, she was right there to pick me up, keep my head up, keep me on straight with grades, books, all that. Then I like to thank my father for just being a life mentor for me as far as what's going on in life, how I should take things, how I should do things in life and things like that. And then I like to thank my athletic trainer, Eric Griffin with EPA, helping me get to the point where I am with my skills, the way I do things on and off the field. He's a big, big part in that. And I like to thank my high school that I'm actually at right now, Northwood, for allowing me to come to their school to attend and get better with my education and stuff like that. Then I like to thank Levi for helping me with things like getting in front of coaches, putting my name out there, just pushing me in front of coaches and letting me showcase my talent in front of them. And now we're leading to something big like this. So them are the people I like to thank.
I got you. Hey, so tell me this, Mom, how proud are you of this young man sitting next to you?
I'm very proud. Very, very proud. I'm excited and I can't wait to see him ball out.
So, listen, JoJo, I was looking for some video, man, before I let you go. Because, see, here's what you got to know about me. One of my favorite groups in the world is Jodeci. Like, you walk around with a name like JoJo. I mean, you gotta be able to, you gotta be able to blow a little bit, right? I mean, if your name is JoJo, that's a, I mean, you know, that's a reputation that you definitely, that comes with that name. So can you get down like JoJo?
Nah.
Ah, man. So wait a minute. I kind of heard that you do though. I kind of heard that you kind of you can hold a tune.
You can blow a little bit.
You don't know how to sing?
Nah, I don't know how to sing. Levi trolling. I know Levi. Oh, he talking about the van.
The Fantasia.
Oh, he went.
Hey, nah, he told me. He said, don't call him Josiah. Call him JoJo, and he could live up to that name. So that's why I've been calling you JoJo the whole time.
Yeah, bro. Oh, Levi, you ain't doing like that.
So listen. You know, we got time. I'm gonna see you in person. I'm gonna come down to your games. I mean, we gonna get you. We gonna see if you live up to that name. Now, I know you're gonna live up to it on the field, right? You know, you got that Michigan offer, you're a baller. I can see that. But I'm gonna see if you got JoJo in you. Like, we gonna check that. I'm talking about JoJo Haley from Jodeci. So, but anyway, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. Sharing this experience, sharing your day with me. Congratulations on becoming a Wolverine. And thank Michigan you. Fans want to know. Michigan fans want to know, JoJo, before we go. I mean, we're going to be looking at your schedule. What are the games? You know, every game I'm sure will be a show. But what are the big games that people should kind of circle on their calendar and try to get to?
I say Northridge, Concord, and that's it. Elkhart.
So Elkhart, Northridge, and Concord.
Yep.
All right.
And Jimtown. You can say Jimtown.
Okay.
And that's it. Right.
We will put those down. Well, family, you guys are amazing Blue family now. Thanks a lot for your time. Congratulations on becoming Wolverine, and we'll see you soon.
Go Blue.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.